Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Islam and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. If you ask why we should talk about that, part of my answer is because out of every four persons living in the world today, one of them is a Muslim. And the Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing very rapidly, not only in Africa and Asia, but actually in Europe, America, Canada, and all over the world. The number of Muslims in America are much more than what most people think. My estimate is about 20 million Muslims lives in America. I know in Orange County where I live, we have about 500,000 Muslims. Every time I go out, almost every time I meet Muslims, Los Angeles, we have about 1 million Muslims. In the past 20 years, millions of Muslims have attacked each other verbally and physically, actually killed each other. And the Muslim religious leaders failed to give the Muslim world unity, peace, love. They failed to give them a good relationship with each other. Muslims are experiencing a huge crisis right now. The foundation upon which they are standing almost broken. Why I am saying that? I am saying that to communicate to you that multitudes of Muslims, hundreds of millions, are thirsty people who drink from salty water. They are confused like sheep without a shepherd. They have sincere questions, and God wants to use us to answer them. Remember, Muslims are God-conscious people. They believe in one supreme being who created heaven and earth and created them. A multitude of Muslims have sincere desire to gain God's forgiveness and avoid his judgment. They seek to have peace with their creator God. However, Muslims are unable to have the right relationship with the Creator, God, because they don't have the right information about God. Yes, they have some correct information about God, but the Quran and their teachers don't give them the most important correct information about God. Muslims don't know who God is, whom they are trying to worship. They don't know God's character and God's heart. They don't know that God is love. They don't know who Jesus is. They need your help. Because God is love, God always seeks to reveal himself to Muslims to save them. God seeks to attract Muslims to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me give you some evidence. First, do you remember the Passion of Christ movie? A rumor got out there that the movie is anti-Semitic. Many Muslim leaders told their people, go watch what the bad Jews have done to the good prophet Jesus. Huge number of Muslims watched the movie I hear that so many of them were crying while watching the movie. God used the movie to penetrate their hearts and bring tears from their eyes. Don't forget, Muslims are emotional people. Second, in the past few years, God has been revealing himself to Muslims through visions and dreams. I know that from many believers and pastors. One of them is my good friend, the senior pastor of one of the largest churches in Egypt. So God has been working to save Muslims. The Word of God teaches us that God wants to use you and me, his children, to share Jesus with all people, including Muslims. We read in Romans 10 that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. God does not need us, of course, and he has many ways to save Muslims. God can send angels in human form to tell Muslims about Jesus. God can reveal himself directly to Muslims through visions and dreams, can use the Holy Spirit directly. However, I am sure you will agree with me that God prefers to use you and me because God wants our lives to be an abundant, meaningful life. And when God is using us, wow, that helps me to face the problems and the challenges and the suffering that life brings. Every time I receive a testimony that God saved a Muslim person through reading the book that he guided me to write, or through a believer in a church that I spoke at, I can't describe to you the awesome feelings I have. Also, God wants to use us because he wants to reward us richly, eternally, for every person we help it to spend eternity with him. Because as you know, rewards in heaven will not be according to grace, but it will be according to what we have done, according to our labor and sacrifice. My precious brothers and sisters, when you consider the big picture, you will see that Satan has been working to stop Muslims from hearing the message of God's love and salvation. You know that there is so many Muslim governments, through their oppressive regimes, they are trying to stop the message of God's love and salvation to be communicated to their Muslim people. You know, it's illegal to evangelize. I remember when I used to give Christian materials to Muslims in Egypt, Cairo, I was arrested. And I was attacked a couple of times physically by fanatic Muslims. It's illegal. Of course, on the other hand, God has been working, motivating believers to use satellite TV and radio and the internet to share Jesus effectively with the Muslims that live in Muslim countries. Okay. Also, it is important for us to realize that Satan has been working on us to try to stop us from sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. And I will give you an example. Satan has been using politics and wars between Muslims and Westerners, European and American, to widen the gulf of separation between Muslims and the Christian Americans and Europeans. you know, I can give you a couple of examples. Satan used the crusaders from Europe to convince Muslims that European and the Christians are against you. And we'll talk about that more next program. But before I finish this program, I have been sent by God to a few mission trips, and I want to share with you just a couple of prayer requests. I was in Idaho State University, and I was giving my book to so many Muslims. They have over 1,500 Muslim students from Arab countries. And I want you to pray with me that God will use the materials, and our ministry donated over 100 books to be given to Muslim students. And I spoke in a few churches there, equip believers and motivated them to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. And you know, without God, all our efforts will not produce eternal fruit. So please, please join me in this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we surrender our lives to you. And I pray specifically, God, for the few mission trips you sent to me, Rochester, Minnesota, and a couple of times in Idaho. I pray, God, that you will produce eternal fruits from the materials that were given, the DVD, the CDs, the books, and help many Muslims to enjoy your love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. My precious brothers and sisters, contact me if I can answer any question you might have or help you share Jesus effectively with the Muslims that you meet. God bless you, and may God use us to help millions of Muslims enjoy His love and salvation. My Christian brothers and sisters, God's peace, grace is with you today and always. Thank you for praying with me until we meet again. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.